and it will happen incredibly fast. With practice, when you get to unconscious competence, it'll happen faster and faster and faster. You'll be able to dial in the frequency exactly the way you want. I'm going to teach you how to do that. Increase the power and intensity and keep the duration long enough so that it activates everything in the universe so that it draws to you like a magnet and comes rushing towards you. Think about it this way. What you want wants you. What you want wants you. And all you have to do is activate it, and it comes rushing to you. There's a magnetic pull. You can attract money like a magnet. You can attract your lover, the best relationship like a magnet. You can attract things into your existence, friends, social status, accolades, success, achievement, happiness, bliss. You can attract anything and everything you want. You can be, do, or have anything you want. As Napoleon Hill said, anything the mind of man can conceive, which means anything you can dream, anything you can imagine, anything you can desire. Napoleon Hill said, anything the mind of man can conceive, comma, and bring itself to believe, comma, it can achieve. Which means any and everything you can dream of, any and every desire, anything and everything you want to be, do, or have, if you believe, which we'll talk about, that's a key element, you will have it. And the method in which that is achieved, the method in which you command your genie to give you what you want, is by putting out the frequency of what you want, increasing the power and intensity, keeping the duration long enough, and it will come rushing toward you. It has to by law. It's the law of attraction, which is senior to the law of gravity or any law in the physical universe. It's how everything works. You cannot deny it. You can't scientifically foo-foo it away. Quite the opposite. Every bit of scientific evidence and proof shows it works. And again, you now have the luxury that I have had where you can see physical evidence that it works and meet real people. And not just, you know, Joe Smith who runs the diner or the dry cleaner or a very successful teacher. And there's nothing wrong with those people or professions because they may be using this technique as well. But you're looking at people who have use this not only with themselves but their families, and some of the people here in the room, the royal families here, which we're grateful are here, through, you know, decades and decades and decades, you know, in ruling lands. I mean, this is something that's is passed down generationally. So this is something that really works. Now, Napoleon Hill, I mentioned his story, how he learned this from Andrew Carnegie at the turn of the century, the richest man in the world. He puts it this way. He said the key to success is one thing. One, define your dream. That's number one. Define your dream. Now what that means is it means clearly know or define what you want. So in order for you to achieve things in your life, you need to know what you want. You go to a restaurant and get the menu. You need to decide what you want so you can order it. You can just say, bring me some food, because you may want food. That's fine. You'll get some food. But it may not be exactly to your liking. But if you want something specific, you can ask for something specific in the restaurant, order it, and it will come to you. Life is the same way. Define your dream. Determine and define exactly what you want. That's the first thing he said. He said the key that he learned from Carnegie was define your dream. And then secondly, get a burning desire for its achievement. Again, this was language back at the turn of the century, so I'm going to kind of translate. And I'm sorry I'm translating in English for those of you whose first language here is not English. Define your dream. Determine exactly what you want. Clearly identify what you want. And then get a burning desire for its achievement. So the question is, what is the definition of burning desire? What is the definition of define your dream? We're going to talk about that. So how do we get a burning desire? How do we define our dream? We're going to talk about this. And this is really a key element. Now we're getting into kind of the specific techniques on how to apply the basic principle, which is use your brain, transmit a frequency with power and intensity, keep that transmission over a long duration, and then it will come. Now, there's one thing, if you do that, there's one thing that could hinder it, which we'll talk about later. But let's just talk about how Napoleon Hill defined those mechanics in English, which is define your dream. So let's put it now into real working practice. First off, if you go to any success seminar or read any of the success books, again, I think you'll find now that many of them are misguided and wrong, because they may give you some elements of what we're teaching here, but also other elements that basically make it not work. You're getting a recipe. This recipe works all the time when followed. If you start changing the recipe, if you start changing the ingredients, adding or subtracting ingredients, or changing the proportion of ingredients, or change the order in which the ingredients are mixed together, you're not going to get the same result. So we're giving you the pure secret recipe that has never been released to the public, with all of the ingredients in the exact proportion. Now, you can read thousands of books and you can get bits and pieces, but there isn't one out there that gives that myself or any of the people here, my colleagues, have been exposed to that give this exact recipe. Therefore, the evidence also shows that there's nothing else out there that has delivered these results. The speed and effectiveness in terms of getting results that you want, getting what you want fast with less effort. This is it.